Country Pop FM.
It's Bob Almanac time, brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day. Today's Wednesday, already Wednesday, Neil. Last Wednesday of the month. Every day this week is the last day of the week for this month. Mm-hmm. So you hear that a lot. Ooh, last Thursday of the month, last Friday, da-da-da-da-da. It's slipping away because now we have just 63 full days left to go in 2020. Let's hope 2021 is better.
It almost has to be, doesn't it?
You would think so. Yeah. Wednesday, October 28th, 302nd day of the year. This is the one invention, the one patent. There are a couple. But this is one of the ones that we can pull this out.
Oh, things were rotten in the land of cotton until Whitney made the cotton gin. Now old times there will soon be forgotten, for it did the work of 100 men.
Out of necessity, where would we be?
You might be too old for Schoolhouse Rock, Neil, but anybody a little younger than you through my age and younger than I am, we remember Schoolhouse Rock. And we learned so much from Schoolhouse Rock, whether it was Conjunction Junction, whether it was I'm Just a Bill, adjectives, and interjection. I mean, there were so many good ones. Interplanet Janet. I mean, I could go on and on. Almanac already is too long. But Eli Whitney applied for a patent as cotton gin. It did the work of 100 men. You hear it right in the song, Neil. That's how we learned that.
Right.
Music teaches. And that's our patent for the day. He applied for the patent. He didn't get it on this day, but he applied for it. That is still good enough to be considered patent of the day. Now, 1886, Statue of Liberty was dedicated. We had gotten it, of course, from France and come over here from Paris and came over in several boxes. He had to put it together. Let's just say assembly was required. And it was for anybody 11 and up. Assembly was required. But it was much like one of those IKEA things. All you needed was one of the Allen wrenches. That's all they needed to put the Statue of Liberty together. It was just like IKEA. One Allen wrench did the whole thing. President Grover Cleveland was there. He did the dedication. It weighed 225 tons. Don't ask Miss Liberty her weight, though.
No.
She doesn't want to know that she weighs. She doesn't want you to know that she weighs 225 tons.
Yes,
but she looks good for 225 tons, you think? She wears it for her age. She wears it very well.
Yeah.
152 feet tall. It was originally called Liberty Enlightening the World, Neil. And also, they celebrated, there's a little tidbit about this. This was celebrated with the first ticker tape parade ever in New York City, using confetti and ticker tape. First time they'd ever had one of those, and they've had a few.
They've had
several. For various events. Several might be a better term to use, thank you. 1904, St. Louis Police Department became the first to use fingerprinting to identify people. Before, back then, police departments would say, hey, are you triple murder suspect Lefty LaRue? They'd say no, and they'd go, okay. That's all they had. Now they have fingerprinting, Neil.
That was a nice addition to our identification process.
1919, the Volstead Act was passed by the U.S. Congress, establishing prohibition. Prohibition wouldn't go into effect until January of the next year, 1920, 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, the Volstead Act is, did you know there's a Minnesota connection?
I did not.
Andrew Volstead was a congressman from Minnesota. He's the one who introduced the bill to the House to outlaw alcoholic beverages.
Mm. Well, I guess you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do. There were a lot of temperance leagues out there. You played softball for the temperance league, didn't you? Weren't you there? It was kind of a boring league, the temperance league.
Yeah, it was very mundane.
Oh, here's some water for you. It was like church softball, basically, as a grown-up. 1927.
Hello to a brand new world. Say hello to Pan Am.
You know, we said hello to Pan Am, and then we said goodbye to Pan Am. They're no longer around, although they were kind of a big deal in air traffic.
For a while.
And air travel. Pan Am launched the first ever international flight. It wasn't a very long one because they went from Key West, Florida to Havana, Cuba.
Oh, that's a short.
You can almost throw a rock that far. People swim that distance. And but it was still international because Cuba was not America, so technically it was international. 1927, here this date. How about 1953, Bud Grant of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. You know our guy, Harry P. Bud Grant?
Yes, I do.
University of Minnesota, Superior, Wisconsin native. eventual Viking coach. Was it 4 Super Bowls he took us to?
Yes.
He intercepted 5 passes in one game. Whoa. For the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Huh. Are they the Blue Bombers or are they the Blue Bombers? Please look that up. So, 1955 this date, in Lubbock, Texas, an unknown local singer opened up a concert for Elvis Presley. You know who that was?
I don't.
It was Buddy Holly.
Oh.
Lubbock, Texas. Yeah. I think that is the song, or that is the event, that the song by Mac Davis, Hooked on Music, he has a verse about that. Went and saw Elvis Presley, girlfriend almost jumped his bones in the parking lot on the way back to the car. I think that's the event. I think that's the time when Elvis Presley was in Lubbock, Texas, and Buddy Holly opened for him.
Wow.
I do believe, but you can look that up. I'm sure you're frantically looking things up right now. And then a year ago, another Elvis Presley little ditty here. Elvis Presley, where is it? Here it is.
Love me tender.
So Elvis Presley's song, Love Me Tender, went to number one on this date. He became the first artist to follow himself into the number one position because Don't Be Cruel and Hound Dog had been number one for the previous 11 weeks.
Jeez.
And Love Me Tender knocked Don't Be Cruel, Hound Dog. You know, flip side. Side A, side B. That's how they did it back in the day.
Love Me Tender.
And that's a pretty good run right there.
And I don't
know
if anybody else has done that. I would assume the Beatles may have. Because they had like all... There was a time when like 5 of their songs were in the top 5. So I'm pretty sure they did it. But Elvis was the first one to do it. This date, 1956. How about in 65?
But an idea in the restless mind of Thomas Jefferson had been given flesh. Meriwether Lewis's dream had come true. And the thing was done.
And that thing was the Gateway Arch. Name a national monument that looks like a croquet wicket, Neil.
The Gateway Arch is what I'm going with.
I would assume that's where they've got the National Croquet Hall of Fame. Would you think right there? It looks like a croquet wicket. They need... Right behind it, the little post that you tried to hit.
Right.
So the Gateway Arch, they topped it off. They put the last piece in. It's really neat how they made it. I mean, it was a mathematical and engineering accomplishment. It was a feat, in fact. 1965, 71. 71.
Mm-hmm. So this is Christmas. And what have you done?
That's John Lennon.
Another year over.
They give Yoko Ono credit on this. I don't know what she's doing. Maybe she's singing in the background because they do have quite a group singing in the background. But this is Happy Christmas. And in parentheses, War is Over.
This was a big one.
John Lennon recorded that song, 1971 this date. How about 2007?
Yes, Miami Dolphins have traded the sunshine of Florida for North London and are taking on the might of the New York Giants. And it is a historic day. That's because it's the first time a regular season NFL game has been staged outside of North America.
Yeah, this was a big deal. Pan Am left, on an international flight back in 1927. And here this date, 2007. You've got the Giants and the Dolphins playing a regular season game in London. I've watched a lot of those London games.
Yeah, there have been quite a few now.
The sun never shines in London.
It's always
always cloudy there. It's because where they're at. You know, they're surrounded by water, et cetera, and they're far enough north. And, they get the Calcutta Clipper. It goes up, comes down, so they have that problem over there. Vikings were the first team to ever play in London, along with the Cardinals. You remember that?
Yeah.
1983 was exhibition football preseason.
Right.
But Bud Grant took his team over there. I think they beat the Cardinals, if I'm not mistaken, 1983 preseason, right?
And we just learned, Sophia, I hope you're listening to me, that you have been now awarded what is going to be the first Saudi citizenship for a robot.
That's significant. That's big.
Very much the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
That's her talking. That's pretty good for a robot.
Distinction. This is historical.
Is she available to co-host the morning show with me?
We need it.
Bring her in. I bet you she'd be pretty pricey. She looks kind of like RoboCop because she's got kind of a face, but then the back is kind of mechanical. Mm-hmm. She looks like RoboCop. She really does. In this date, 2017, Saudi Arabia grants this robot named Sophia. She kind of looks like a Sophia, too. She doesn't look like a Karen.
Pretty impressive.
She's a Sophia. And it's a human-like robot, 2017. I guess they're saying that the robot now is a sentient being. That's kind of scary.
What does that mean?
It means it It's alive, and it can feel, and it can associate. Oh. It can reason. It knows its surroundings.
Wow.
It's a sentient being.
Okay.
I'll use it in a...
I get it now.
I'll use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Commander Data of the Starship Enterprise D was always trying to prove that he was a sentient being.
Okay.
Due to this positronic net, Neil.
I understand now.
All right, birthdays now today. Do we got Dennis Franz on our list? We sure do.
They're talking to us on our own damn system. They got to be close. I'll have my men tear this airport apart.
Just in the nick of time, huh?
Hey, McLean, I got a first-class unit here, SWAT team and all. We don't need any Monday morning quarterbacks.
Hey, forget.
Hey, listen to this dubbing, though. I love this.
Monday morning. My wife's on one of those damn planes these guys are fooling with. That puts me on the playing field. And if you'd have moved your fat feet when I told you to, we wouldn't be hip-deep in snow right now.
They had to replace a lot of F-words in there. That's the That's the TBS version of Die Hard 2.
Right.
He's the airport policeman. He had to deal with McLean.
They didn't really solve their differences until the very end.
No, because wasn't it his brother Guido, or who was it? At the end. He ripped up the parking ticket. Yeah. Remember they gave him a parking ticket?
Right, that's right. That stuff.
So Dennis Franz is 76.
He don't love you.
You may also remember him for Hill Street Blues.
Yes.
And NYPD Blue. I think that's the one where he showed his bare bottom.
Yes.
His buttocks.
Break your...
And if all the buttocks is on TV at that time, if you're going to ask me which one I wanted to see bare, it was Dennis Franz.
Wow.
Don't you think?
Well, I don't want to come up on my list. No.
He's the only one who wanted to do it. He took the check, though. It was controversial. I was alive at the time. I remember it.
Oh, yes.
So, Thelma Hopkins. Don't call her Thelma. She's Thelma. She is one half of Dawn.
Nice.
Of Tony Orlando and Dawn. She also did some acting. Give Me a Break, Bosom Buddies, Family Matters.
Some
now you know
what
I'm talking about.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Exactly. Thelma Hopkins, 72 today.
Bruce Jenner set a new world decathlon record.
I spent a good part of my life getting ready for that day. I worked out a lot, ate a lot of Wheaties. Because a complete breakfast with Wheaties is good tasting and good for you.
So the former Bruce Jenner... Now, Caitlyn Jenner is 71 here today. I want a little bit of a flashback there. It's Wheaties.
Yes.
It's General Mills. It's a Minnesota company. And it makes me think of the John Belushi parody that they did on SNL, where it was little chocolate donuts and he's smoking a cigarette.
That's right.
It's a very good one. So
yes,
the
is.
Former Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, is 71. Mm-hmm. Annie Potts is an actress.
You took a squirt gun to a singles bar?
Yeah, it really comes in handy. Guy says the wrong thing, you just whip out the gun and make a big wet spot on the front of his pants.
Hey, that's a great idea, ladies.
That is.
Think about that.
Yeah.
It's non-invasive, non-lethal, but for a guy, you do that. Oh, there's some guys, they've had so much to drink, they don't care. They probably already wet themselves, right? To be honest.
Doing them a favor.
Annie Potts
point.
Is 68. You also see her now currently on, that was from Designing Women, of course. She's currently on Young Sheldon. She's Young Sheldon's grandmother.
Okay.
Meemaw, I think that's what they call her. Meemaw. Annie Potts is 68. Bill Gates, 65. Is he indeed going to put small chips in the COVID vaccine so they can track us? That's the word. If they're doing that, I'm going to have to say no and make my own vaccine, but... It seems far-fetched.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You might want to look into that. One of the conspiracy theories about the whole thing, Bill Gates. And he's got enough money that people want to make conspiracy theories about him.
Sure.
He has made more money over and over and over again to probably buy the world and sell it to Mars.
Yeah, some guy, you know, share. I know he does share, but I haven't seen any
He did share?
Well,
she likes short, funny-looking guys with glasses.
Well,
so
right.
Maybe Cher did date Bill Gates. I don't know. 65 for Bill Gates.
I'd say more like one out of a million.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
She's the one who gave Jim Carrey.
Yeah!
She gave Jim Carrey the chance in Dumb and Dumber. It's happy birthday to Lauren Holly. Lauren Holly is 57.
No, there's not enough to spare. Well, I don't need much. Just three squares will do it.
I'm sorry. I don't have three squares. Now, if you don't mind. Three squares? You can't spare three squares?
No, I don't have a square to spare. I can't spare a square.
This was like the beginning of the pandemic. Nobody could spare a square.
Right.
We all needed toilet paper, and you couldn't find a square anywhere. You'd go to the town square. They'd have no squares.
Right.
And that is the actress Jamie Gertz and her classic episode of Seinfeld where she's in the toilet stall next to Elaine. Elaine doesn't have any toilet paper, and she could not spare
a square.
A square.
That's too
She
good.
Was also on ER and some other movies. She's 55 today. Andy Richter, one of the great sidekicks. It's a guy you look up to, right, Neil?
Yes.
A morning show
yes,
sidekick.
With Conan.
Yeah.
People will automatically smile for pictures. When photographers develop a flash that emits not only a sudden burst of light, but the sound of Barbara Streisand being mauled by a bear.
I love that bit on Conan in the year 2000. This guy would do the singing.
Well, we've alienated everyone.
So there you go. Andy Richter, 54. Nice cameo in Ricky Bobby, too. Talladega Nights, 54.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you remember me?
No, I'm sorry.
I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me?
Oh.
You work on commission, right?
Yes.
Big mistake. Big. Huge. I have to go shopping.
Vindication for Pretty Woman right there. It's Julia Roberts, 53. We have Brad Paisley. Have you heard of him?
I'm familiar.
48 today for Brad Paisley.
Job.
We know what he sounds like. Joaquin Phoenix. He sounded kind of like Johnny Cash.
Did a great job.
Well, that was till a moment ago. Because I got to tell you, my hat's off to you now. Because I ain't never had a drink this yellow water you got here at Folsom.
The warden didn't like that, Neil.
No.
Yeah, he was Johnny Cash and walked the line.
Did a great job.
Very good method actor. He
yes.
really
he
sunk.
Immerses.
He immersed himself into his roles more often than not. Maybe almost too much,
right.
People would say. Joaquin Phoenix.
Wasn't he the Joker?
Is 46. No.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the Joker. Right, the movie Joker.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking of Heath Ledger when you said that. No, he was the Joker in the movie The Joker.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
He was. He was pretty good. Very good at that. That was a good movie. Probably maybe the best of the DC ones. Top five, at least.
Is that it? Now we're on to the gone but not forgotten category?
Well, first I need to mention Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day. Disabled, veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world. Using these beans, Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee and a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. Have you noticed I've gone back and forth? One day I'll say grocer, the other day I'll say grocer because it goes back and forth.
I'll have to listen more intently.
Because some people say grocery,
right.
Other people say grocery. So I just do both. I don't think it really matters.
No, I don't. I think... Say, you know, both are
tomato,
fine.
Tomato.
Yes, absolutely. Let's go into the gone but not forgotten category. Horace Smith was an inventor, and along with his buddy Wesson, they came up with the Daniel Wesson. By
what
the
about
way.
Wessonality? Did they come up with that as
no,
well? They hired Florence Henderson to do the commercials for cooking oil.
That would be later in the Wesson family, but Daniel and Horace got together for Smith and Wesson, and they developed. Firearms, 1808. Remember Academy Award winning costume designer Edith Head? You don't, but you'd recognize the movies that she was a big part of. And of course, it starts with The Sting. What a great show! And the costume work, top shelf. He gave us the vaccine for polio. We learned about him in our history class, Dr. Jonas Salk.
Do you know how long it took him? Do you know how long it took him to
come up with that?
You know, we're talking about the vaccine for COVID-19 and for SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. You know, we're trying to fast track this thing in less than a year.
Sure.
It took him 7 years.
Oh, boy. 7 years. Well, we're going to hopefully come up a little quicker with that.
But when they say that usually vaccines take a lot longer, you kind of get an idea with some of the big vaccines in our history.
Absolutely. Jack Sue, he was Nick Yamada from Barney Miller.
What you got to do is develop an oriental philosophy. Like my grandfather used to say, many things look bleak at the moment of occurrence, but at least we ain't got locusts.
Well, Neil, I agree. up on the farm, and I kept hearing about locusts. Locust this, locust that. Yeah. You know, they talk about it at church and in the Bible and all this other stuff. Sunday school.
Did you ever lose an entire crop?
The worst thing we ever got, we got pink eye on some of the... Some of the cattle got pink eye.
Well,
conjunctivitis. That's what. No locust.
Okay.
What is this locust stuff?
Yeah.
Although I just saw in Africa they've got some bad locusts. In other parts of the world, not so much in central Minnesota, but in other parts of the world, locusts, Neil, are still a problem.
Are a real deal.
So don't laugh at locusts.
Jack Sue, we laughed at him many times on Barney Miller, born on this day, 1917. Longtime commissioner of Major League Baseball, Bowie Kuhn.
I think his friends called him Bowie Kuhn.
Yeah,
Bowie Kuhn.
Bowie Kuhn, 1926.
You're thinking of Sam Bowie.
Yes, I prefer him. And then we just lost him here not that long ago. Country and music. He's a music hall of famer when you talk about Charlie Daniels.
I went to see Itzhak Perlman at the Opera House in Nashville. And somebody took me backstage before the show. And I said, "Hi, Mr. Perlman, I'm Charlie Daniels. I am a fiddle player." He said, "We are all fiddle players. So if Itzhak Perlman is a fiddle player, I'm proud to be associated with the fiddle."
How about that?
He is a fiddle player. Nobody better than the great Charlie Daniels. What a good man. Born on this day, 1936, and he and the rest of them are all gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten.
Brought to you by our friends at Split Rock Coffee. Coffee you can drink all day. And again, remember, disabled, veteran-owned.
Nice.
Split Rock Coffee, support them. And again, ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee. Or you can go to splitrockcoffee.com to order online. And Orisha, I don't know how to spell or pronounce your name. I can spell it. I can't pronounce it. She is one of our fact checkers now. Self-proclaimed fact checker. We haven't put her on the payroll or anything. I haven't given her the go-ahead, but she likes to send stuff.
Sure.
She reminds us that Dennis Franz was also in the Goodbye Earl video.
Oh, that's right.
He was the one eating the black-eyed peas
right.
And getting rolled up in tarp and thrown in the trunk.
Yeah, that was a big role for him.
He did not show his butt. In that video. Would you like to start your Bobathon with Trace Adkins, There's a Girl in Texas, Hank Jr., Young Country, or Waylon Jennings, The Theme from the Dukes?
Gotta go Waylon.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Fairbanks.